Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on budget expectations in the field of agriculture and rural development. The participants are Sandeep Das, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the Union Budget for 2025-26 in a few days. From ordinary taxpayers to the industry, every sector hopes that the budget will address their concerns and take the country further on the path of economic progress. A large part of India's population depends on the agriculture sector for its livelihood, and this sector is closely associated with rural development. In Spotlight tonight, we are discussing budget expectations for agriculture and rural development with economic analyst Sandeep Das. Mr. Das, welcome to Akashvani Studios.
Thank you.
Mr. Das, the agriculture sector provides livelihood support to about 42.3% of India's population, but it contributes only around 18.2% to the country's GDP as per the 2024 economic survey. How can the upcoming Union Budget address this gap to increase productivity in this sector?
Essentially, the budget will be expected to look at creating agriculture infrastructure, which boosts the processing of the agriculture commodity. When you start processing of the agriculture commodity, then you start getting better income. The processing unit, post-harvest, pre-harvest, those kind of infrastructure we need to create. The budget is expected to focus on that, creates an infrastructure that lasts. Even previous budget, couple of budget, they have announced that agriculture infrastructure fund and other creation of silos, creation of storage facilities, just to help farmers in processing. And also the point I must make it that the budget is also expected to support creation of farmers producing organization. That means that some government is looking at creating farmers collective, which almost like 10,000 have been created so far. The purpose mainly is to say that farmers will have a say on the produce and they can do assessing at the ground level. Currently, the existing system, what happens, you know, the farmers' control over the pricing part is not that strong. The focus of the government always has been to create infrastructure for both pre-harvest and post-harvest infrastructure and assaying facilities so that farmers get the largest share of the value which the consumer pays, which indirectly also helps boosting farmers' income. When you create silos, that also create, we can hold on to the commodity and sell it at a later part. So those kind of infrastructure will be focus of the budget. But besides making agriculture risk-free or reduce risk in the agriculture essentially through various crop insurance program and other.
Can you elaborate on that? When you talk about the crop insurance programs, there is the farmers credit program. Can you elaborate how through the budget we can expect the farmers' incomes to grow?
Essentially,
what should be the focus of the government?
The focus would be, I think maybe will be on the making the crop insurance scheme more widespread among farmers basically. Essentially now it's about 4 crore farmers get it. We have something around 14 crore farmers. Roughly the target should be to include around 10 crore farmers in this particular scheme, which government launched about 6 years back. And there will be a lot of changes will happen expected that more states join the scheme. Currently about many states are outside the scheme, and this crop insurance scheme will be really helpful for farmers to cover their risk. Given that the climate change is such a real issue, especially in the last couple of years, you can see excessive rains during the maturity of the crop, excessive heat, and suddenly there's a temperature change and all, which directly impact the yield of the crop. And the government maybe will be focusing through this budget on creating climate resilient seeds. The work is on for the last many years, but they may announce formally climate resilient seeds. Crop insurance scheme is an entire package of practices which aimed at ensuring that the farmers get immunity price. Once farmers' income get boosted, obviously the rural economy also get a boost.
So for the benefit of listeners, let me share with them that our expert is saying, Indian farmers, like their counterparts in other parts of the world, are facing challenges caused by climate change. So the government is ensuring through its policies and budget that India's farming systems are future ready.
Absolutely. And the use of technology, if you look at the focus on the startup, in the startup ecosystem, there is now the biggest chunk is on the agriculture sector.
Yes.
There are a lot of startup working on, there are a lot of fund nowadays launched, and there is also expectation of announcement of several 2 more funds during the budget to help startup in agriculture, to help the sector. And because this particular sector, quite a large number of time, our focus on increasing the productivity and not on the post-harvest technology. Now, over the years, last few years, there will be focus on using the pre-harvest and post-harvest technology so that farmers can get those technology very remunerative price. And also second point, to help farmers use of the, because government spend 2 lakh crore rupees close to on fertilizer subsidy.
Yes.
And food subsidies, obviously for the paddy or rice procurement it goes to, but how can this subsidy can be more meaningfully used, because disproportionate use of fertilizer is leading to deterioration in the soil health. So government has also launched the natural farming mission. Yep. But now the idea is to ensure that farmers use a rational fertilizer use so that soil health is taken care of. For that, there will be some kind of package package, and there is also an expectation of encouraging farmers to diversify from paddy. The focus will maybe on the oilseed and pulses, which government has announced few schemes.
Yes.
But this budget is also expected to provide some roadmap that on increasing our productivity of the oilseeds and pulses, as well as procurement, so that farmers are encouraged to shift to this crop.
And diversify. You mentioned startups in the agriculture sector. I will have a question related to that. But before moving forward, for budget expectations, Akashvani Andhra correspondent has filed this report. Let's listen to this.
The Union Budget 2024-25 was a shot in the arm for Andhra Pradesh through capital investments in public and industrial infrastructure, giving an impetus to investment and growth sentiment. With more than 60% of rural population dependent on agriculture, the allocation for agriculture and rural development in the coming budget 2025-26 will be crucial for the development of this sector. Speaking to Akashvani News, Murali Krishna Vasireddy, president of Andhra Pradesh Small and Medium Industries Association, a stakeholder, said,
Andhra Pradesh being an agricultural-based state, we are expecting a bridge between the agriculture and industry, which will provide value addition to the agri-products and also develop MSME sector in the state. We also expect to accept rural properties like agricultural lands as collateral security, which will develop rural industrialization and also support rural entrepreneurship. This will also help women empowerment in rural areas.
Mr. B. Mallikarjun Rao, a financial analyst, opines that
in the rural development, rural digitalization is very much needed. There should be expanded village structures, what I am supposed to suggest. And the second thing is projects like Prime Minister Awas Yojana, National Rural Livelihood Mission, National Health Mission, they should be given more and more importance. And the infrastructure facilities like roads and all those things for their products to move from village to the markets. So these type of infrastructures also very much needed in the country. Rural digitalization, marketing facilities, and also the cooperative societies should be more strengthened.
Similar to the previous budget, the expectations from this budget remains high from all the stakeholders. Sai Sishla, Vijayawada.
You were mentioning that, you know, the maximum number of startups are in the agriculture sector right now. Now, many experts want, you know, an increase in investment in agricultural research and development. Because, you know, when you talk of a startup, giving them tax breaks, giving them incentives is one thing. But that's what is also required is research and development.
Correct.
A lot of research. So they are asking for increased funding, increased investment in research. What is your view on that?
Correct. Government will have to provide larger financial allocation for the research and development, because in this particular budget, the major research is gone for the Indian Council of Agriculture Research. That budget, hopefully, it will be increased substantially to increase research on this oilseed and pulses in a crop. Because a large chunk of our research has been gone to paddy and wheat research, which have done fairly well in terms of producing varieties. But in terms of oilseed and pulses and other horticulture crop, we need more funding for the research and also tax break for the startups.
Now, let's listen to budget expectations from some industry experts from Chennai.
I am CA Abhishek Murali, President of the All India Taxpayer Association. I think the rural development has been significant. The initiatives taken for the benefit of the agriculturists, people in the rural side of the population, is tremendous. And we can see that today, that even if there is some slowdown in the urban side, the rural side is doing significantly well. So I expect there will be significant capital expenditure coming from the government side in order to push the consumption, to push people, to motivate them to spend. And definitely, I am sure once again, this will be a very, very good budget. We are really looking forward to it.
I'm Dr. Nachimuthu. I am working on agriculture processing and also agrotourism. The government should concentrate on creating and sustaining primary processing centers all over the country. Capacity building programs for rural women and youth to be systemized, and it has to be started season-wise. Guiding and funding for market entry and global standards. This has become very, very an important role of both the government of India and state governments. And next thing, I would always, you know, suggest for governments and individual bodies also, that rural and agro tourism to be developed in big way, and youths, particularly in the educated youths, to be involved for such programs.
Regarding rural development, which schemes, existing schemes or initiatives are expected to be or should be the focus of the government to boost rural demand and support rural consumption? Although if we go by the recent reports, rural consumption lately has increased, which is a good positive sign. What are the existing schemes that the government should focus or is expected to focus on through the union budget?
For the Ministry of Rural Development, the major chunk of budget is allocated for Bangandi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme, which is about 86,000 crore rupees last year provided. But again, this is a demand-driven scheme. Government has to allocate whatever is demanded. And these schemes provide for 100 days of wages for each family of the rural. And average around 58% days we are getting basically. And this is the last resort. Obviously, the focus will be on this particular scheme and allocation will be definitely increased. But they will ensure that the scheme used for creating assets, rural assets, more productive rural assets in the ground level. And focus will be on the rural housing.
Pradhan Mantri Grameen
Awas Yojana. That focus will be there. And I think the government has been doing a very war-footing work to ensure that all the left people are covered under rural housing, and rural housing lead to also the infrastructure development.
There's a Pradhan Mantri Sadak Yojana also.
This couple of scheme will be focused up to ensure that rural incomes goes up and also the rural infrastructure also get a boost.
And now let's listen to the views of Dhartri Priyadarshini from Odisha on her expectations from the union budget on agriculture and rural development.
Following are my suggestions. Farmers' training and education is very much required with regard to the use of technology in terms of high technology implements in farming to level up the production. Second is the problem of climate change. For this, farmers need to be taught to be more flexible and adapt in case of a crop failure and look for solutions to revive and reinvest in farming once again. Third is the challenge of employability. In this regard, I suggest that farmers or farming need to be more commercialized so that the bonded laborers can be eliminated and they can be properly employed in farms and be paid with a fair wage system.
One last question. You know, we've been talking about agriculture and rural development, and we've been talking about farmers per se and people associated with, the rural population. But there are experts and industry leaders who have called for tax rebates for companies who are investing in rural product lines. They're asking for export incentivization, fiscal incentives for eco-friendly practices, because the industry also plays a very, crucial role, whether it is the rural development or whether it is agriculture. So what is your view on this?
Essentially, one need to be support industry to set up. Now there is a certain concern in terms of procurement of the commodity from the farmers. We don't have a contract farming law. There is always a little issues with when big corporates start to buy from the farmers essentially. The industry has to be involved in that process for buyback arrangement essentially, so that for that there is a robust system of purchase can be involved, so that industry also invest in processing.
Yeah.
That will boost, I think, tax incentives and several others incentive for the creating infrastructure. So that will help in boosting the processing and also attract industry in the processing, which is a key way to boosting our agriculture income and overall processing of the commodities in the country.
Mr. Das, thank you so much for coming to Akashvani Studios and for this discussion.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on budget expectations in the field of agriculture and rural development. The participants were Sandeep Das, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.